how far down do I need to go? My soul is at rock bottom. I know what I did. And the worst part, I knew what I was doing. And I still did it anyway. I won't pretend. I won't make excuses. I have left a trail of tears and pain behind me. They didn't deserve it, God. It was my fault. The shrapnel from my explosion shouldn't hurt them. I've wronged you, God. I've taken the trust you put in me. I've taken the love you gave to me and threw it all away like it meant nothing to me. I'm sorry, God. Your love is everything to me. And yet, all I feel is empty. Please, God, don't take your presence away. Pick me up from this muddy pit that I dug and drop me into a pool of clean water. I need this dirt washed from me. I need to swim from the bottom and break through to the surface. A new person. I want to be new, God. I will leave my baggage at the bottom. You can give me a new start. I will be a servant of the living God.
Welcome. Ash Wednesday is a different kind of worship space. There's a heaviness to it as we look straight into the face of our sin, of our death. But we do so not with fear because we know what's on the other end of this Lenten journey. The cross and the empty tomb. And so this evening I ask that you just allow yourself to maybe go to some of those spaces that you haven't wanted to go for a while and realize that in doing so on the other side, there's a loving God who wants to pursue you with everything that he has. Please join with me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence here tonight. So often, Lord, we listen to the lies of this world and we hide, we cover up, we pretend. But deep down inside, Lord, we know that we are not right with you. We thank you for what Jesus has done. And tonight, Lord, for those who are far, Lord, let them come close. Those who believe they're better than this, let them be humble. And all of us from the level ground at Calvary, let us remember that initial repentance that led us to your love. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And please join with us in singing, "I Surrender All."
Oh. We have come from home and school and work. Many of us have had our evening meals in the kitchen or dining room or restaurant or our office. We have joked and laughed and exchanged stories about our day. But now the time of reflection and stillness is upon us. Now is the season for inward searching. Be still. Listen. Holy, holy, holy God, we place ourselves in your presence. We rest in the promise of your grace.
Our minds and our spirits are cluttered with many thoughts and feelings that threaten to pull our attention away from you.
Let us unclench our fists and release these things.
We release all that we have done today, whether for good or for ill. We release all that we feel like we should have done today, but did not do. We release all that we need to do tomorrow. We release our fear. We release our anxiety. We release our impatience. We release our pride. All of the thoughts, all of the feelings that pull us away from you, O God, we release.
Fill us now with the joy and the peace of your deep, abiding presence. We offer all of ourselves to you, our one God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen.
We are entering a holy time, the time of Lent. We are journeying to the sacred center of our faith. We are entering the depths of our own hearts. At the center of our faith, in the depths of our hearts, Jesus is waiting for us, reaching out to us, inviting us to leave ordinary time and to follow him along the journey that brought him to the cross. Listen in silence. For Jesus is calling you.
Loving Lord of life, as we journey in through this holy season of Lent, give us grace and strength to make the changes that are needed in our lives. And in so doing, may we be open to your leading. Keep us mindful that you are with us in every moment, offering us the strength and creativity to choose what is right. Amen.
There is wisdom in ash that we need so much but seldom hear. It's the wisdom of grief that reminds us of our mortality and that life is more than this dust can contain. It's a wisdom of confession that brings our darkness out of hiding and opens the windows to light. It's the wisdom of repentance that stops us in our tracks and charts the way to love. There's a wisdom in ash, and we welcome it, Jesus. Thankful for the renewing gifts it brings. Ash Wednesday is largely about confession, admitting those places where we fall short, admitting our brokenness, acknowledging we have room to improve. As we confess our sins and seek forgiveness, we must trust that God holds us completely. We enter a time of confession, knowing God holds us and loves us and walks with us through this time of renewal. Tonight, we prayerfully admit our humanness, our brokenness, and our sin.
Most holy and merciful God, we confess to you and to one another that we have sinned against you in what we have thought, in what we have said, and in what we have done. O God of life, we confess the ways we turn away from the fullness of the life you offer.
God of love, we confess the hatred we hold in our hearts.
God of compassion, we confess our indifference. God of justice, we confess that our lives are linked to oppressive systems. God of peace, we confess the violent movements of our hearts, the violent realities of our world.
Return to the Lord your God, for God is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in love. Listen, my people, God has spoken your name and loves the sound of it. God has anointed you and blessed you for service. God has heard your confession and loves your honesty. Listen, my people, God hears your concerns and embraces those in need. God rejoices when we give thanks and urges us to be on the lookout for more opportunity for thanksgiving. Listen, my people, God has forgiven you and loves you back into life. Turn toward your God in the confidence that through Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I can't. Sometimes we are not honest with where we are in our relationships, in our life, with our God. We run. We hide in our pride. Imagine with us through these scriptures what humility, repentance might look like.
Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others, to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven.
Good evening. I'm glad you're able to join us this evening. This is a special night for you, you who need revival. Some of us are just a little bit cleaner than the others. We work at it a little bit harder than others. I don't know if it was the snow that you saw that called you in, but you know you tried before and somehow filth just stuck to you.
Hey!
Hello!
I'm here to help you clean, because I heard there's a lot of dirty people.
This is my couch.
Oh.
I'm back.
Oh.
Yeah, man. It was rough.
All right.
It was really rough. Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
Well,
this is not a... We need to keep this... I try every day
but,
to be...
But they're so dirty.
Minutes I can be present before God with this cleanliness.
The choir is really dirty.
I'm going to have to get new gloves. I'm just going to have to... I don't think this is going to work out.
Fine. I'll work harder. I'm on it.
There is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways, and the way of peace they do not know. There is no fear of God before their eyes.
I see what you mean by this. Spotlight. Just go ahead and get that down. If you just bring up number 10, that'll be enough. All the rest of them were just a little too bright. But I mean, what do you expect when you step away from the altar? It's a lot of filth out there. You turn on the television, you see the war mongering, the way we've forgotten to love our neighbor, the ways in which we pursue possessions and we don't care. Don't even get me started about the filth that's on TV. I can't even imagine. But I try. I do my best to stay here. I don't venture out. I try to stay holy and present to what is here on the altar. I pray at more than anyone else. And the posts are there to prove that I am holy. What are you doing?
Well, It was really dirty. Like, I mean, we don't want them to see. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Okay. So anyway, we're able to pray and show people what it's like to be a little bit more religious. That, can I help? What are you? No! Oh. Look away! Look away!
Sorry.
If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
Okay, Kai. But I've tried this, but I've heard this before, and I've tried it.
What are you doing? You can't take those off. Gosh, you cover up. You're disgusting. Like, people can see. What are you doing? Sorry, everyone. We only show them the holy, remember? Shh.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desired faithfulness, even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me.
Why is it every time I come in here, you are presenting yourself as dirty? Don't you know you're not good enough? God doesn't want to see this. Here.
Then I will teach transgressors your ways, so that sinners will turn back to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, you who are God, my Savior, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. Open my lips, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, God, will not despise.
God, I'm done. I can't do it. This mess. Lord, will you accept me to come close, have mercy on me, a sinner? Father, think about what it is that you took your son for me. All I have to offer is dust, ashes. My mess, Lord, it is yours.
I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent.
Friends, so often what we offer the Lord is not our best, but his loving embrace is always there. In a moment, we will be asked to come forward as you feel led to receive the ashes on your forehead, a sign of repentance, mortality. You also have received pieces of paper. Up here on the altar, at the tables, and on the side are little charcoal pencils. If you would want to write down something that's been on your heart, whether it be something weighing it down, something you need to confess before the Lord, or maybe even a prayer you want to offer. And at the conclusion of the service, as we go forth in silence, you can put that in the fire pit that's out there and let that burn and go up in ways that we only think we understand. As you receive these ashes, we will, Pastor Jen and I will be offering a blessing over you. Feel free to stay up here as long as you want until you feel called to return to your seat. And we'll share a song and leave in silence. Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence this evening. That we know these are but a sign of where we would be without you. But somehow, some way, Lord, speak to us through these ashes. Let us remember the mystery of life and death and the glory of your resurrection. Though we may be dust, someday we will be resurrected. In Jesus' name, amen.
closing hymn tonight is Red 292, What Wondrous Love Is This? All right.
I'll sing.